afternoon on the Mighty 790, we're talking with John Reif. Well, he's with the Billings Job Service. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. How are you?
You know, enjoying life, and it couldn't get any better because the weather's getting warmer.
That's nice.
We want to talk about the Job Service Jamboree that's coming up at the Metro Park Pavilion tomorrow. Tell me about yourself over at Job Service and what you do for Job Service and about the Jamboree.
We help people find jobs. That's our main thing. And our emphasis, our first priority is, of course, to help veterans. That's why Job Service was created, but we help everybody. You come to us and we'll help you with your resume, your cover letter, find job openings, maybe to show you some skills you didn't know you had, how to highlight yourself to an employer, how to interview. Anything to do with helping people find work or help an employer find good workers, we're there.
I've used Job Service multiple times. I've lived in a state without Job Service, and that moment when you do that, you will realize how truly valuable the Montana Job Service is. The Job Jamboree, annual event. Every year you hold it, and it offers potential employees a lot of employment options.
That's right. We have over 170 employers this year. Each year it gets a little bit bigger, and you know, someone's interested in looking for work, or even if you have a job and you say, well, what else is available, or you just want to make some good contacts, all good reasons to show up, walk around, introduce yourself, bring your resume, bring your smile, dress nicely, dress professionally, see what you can find. You know, 170 people in a room, that's unusual when you can all talk about jobs and career opportunities.
Including KGHL will be there, our very own Joe Munzel.
And we're very happy about that. Thank you.
As you mentioned, what the potential employee should wear to find a new job. Business casual this day and age could mean anything. I take it as a nice button-up shirt, some nice dress pants, although I throw my own flair for shoes in there. So what's your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, that's good advice. You know, it depends on the kind of job you're looking for. We have people show up in suits, and that's always nice. We have people show up in, you know, jeans and an open-collared shirt, and that's fine because that's the kind of job they're looking for. If it's clean, if it's, you know, well-maintained, you know, not ripped and torn, probably going to be appropriate.
Are there any tools right now that the Job Service offers before any job seeker goes to the Jamboree tomorrow to help them prepare?
Certainly. If you've got a resume and you need some copies made, we can help you with that. Or if you need that resume updated, you know, stop in here and we'll do what we can for you. Time's short, but you know, we'll do. We always have some people at the front, and we're always eager to help people.
Jobs Jamboree tomorrow at the Metro Park Pavilion. What time?
If you're a veteran, show up at 11. If you're a non-veteran, show up at 11:30 to 6. You can get there during your lunch hour. You can get there right after work, or you can get there anytime during the afternoon. We'll be looking for you.
Okay, John. Well, thanks for talking with me today, and I'm sure you will see KGHL tomorrow.
Well, I will look for you.
That's John Reif with the Billings Job Service.